This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials Tuesday are conceding that Russian forces now control about 80% of the eastern Luhansk region, but the fighting for the region's industrial city of Severodonetsk continues. The city's mayor, Alexander Stryuk, told Ukrainian television Tuesday the country's defenders are doing everything possible to hold their positions in the city, even as Russia sends in more troops. And reports from Severodonetsk say the fighting is going street by street, block by block. From Kiev, reporter Anna Chernikova tells VOA Severodonetsk would be a difficult city for any force to hold.
This is a specific of this town of Severodonetsk. There is no other way that forces can just take over the city. It's quite big. It's industrial city. There are a lot of plants there. And, well, it's, you know, it's kind of, it's not an easy landscape as well. So this is exactly what we're hearing, that there are artillery fightings. Basically, we can call it artillery duels happening in the city. And unfortunately, what we also can see that the city is kind of burned down, and the situation with the infrastructure and with the civilian areas in particular is very similar to Mariupol. The city is almost completely destroyed, unfortunately.
The battle for Severodonetsk is said to be one of the bloodiest of the war so far. Chernikova reports that while Russia may control 8% of the Luhansk region, Ukrainian officials tell her other cities in the region would be similar to Severodonetsk in that they would be difficult for Russia to hold or advance from in the coming days. This is VOA News. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Tuesday Poland will get no money from an EU pandemic relief fund until the right-wing government there rolls back measures deemed to limit the independence of the country's judiciary. Poland is in line to receive nearly 360 billion euros to help its economy recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. But the EU has frozen its access to the funds amid concern about political control over the judiciary. The Commission insists that a disciplinary chamber for Poland judges should be abolished, that its rulebook be rewritten, and that judges sanctioned by the chamber have their cases reviewed. Von der Leyen told EU lawmakers Tuesday that no money will be disbursed until these reforms are undertaken. Some lawmakers, however, have expressed skepticism. Changes in spending habits among U.S. consumers have forced some major retailers to implement changes in the way they're doing business. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King has details.
Minneapolis-based Target has announced it is canceling orders from suppliers and slashing prices to clear out more home goods and clothing after underestimating how quickly shoppers would shift their spending habits in the past few months. Target's profit for the fiscal first quarter tumbled 52% compared with the same period last year, a trend seen in filings from a number of major retailers. Pandemic favorites like big TVs, furniture, kitchen appliances, and comfy clothing are giving way to travel, dining, groceries, dressier clothes, and makeup. Target's chief financial officer tells the Associated Press, retail inventories are elevated in some of the categories that they misforecast, and they're acting aggressively to get business back on track. It marks a reversal from the past 2 years when retailers were scrambling to bring in goods that were stuck in supply chain bottlenecks. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. House of Representatives Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol will go public with its findings beginning this week. Lawmakers hope to show the American public how democracy came to the brink of disaster. The series of hearings that will take place over the next several weeks will begin with a live televised hearing Thursday evening in which the nine-member panel plans to give an overview of its 11-month investigation. More than 1,000 people have been interviewed by the panel, and only snippets of that testimony have been revealed to the public, mostly through court filings. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security says a looming Supreme Court decision on abortion, an increase of migrants at the U.S.-Mexican border, and the midterm elections are potential triggers for what they see as extremist violence over the next 6 months. Repeating the hour's top story, Ukrainian officials Tuesday are conceding that Russian forces now control about 80% of the eastern Luhansk region, but fighting for the industrial city of Severodonetsk in Luhansk continues. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This